It's time for the laws of prosperity, where we minister to you in relation to finances. This morning, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 8 through 10. I know you know these, but we're going to talk about it a little bit this morning. And this correlate with my lesson for today. Romans 10, 8 verses through 10. And I want to read this. I'll go ahead and read out the King James. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Where is the word? It's supposed to be where? In my mouth. And where? In thy what? Heart. That is the word of faith. Now make sure it's the word of faith. The word that creates faith. Because that's key. It can't just be any word. It's got to be the word of faith, which we preach. I preach the word of faith. Pastor DJ preaches the word of faith. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, that means your mouth has to be engaged, the Lord Jesus. So that means you can't go home and say nothing and expect this word to work for you. And shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved or delivered. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we see the deliverance is in our mouth and in our heart. Your deliverance and my deliverance is in my mouth and my heart. So if it's missing a spot, you got to get it filled up. If your heart is empty, you better fill it up with the word of faith. Because that's the word your mouth need to say. So then we see that. We can say confessing is confirming what has already been done or provided. When you make a confession from the word, because what am I doing? I am confirming that the word is right when I confess what the word says. It's actually saying I'm coming in agreement. Say I come in agreement with the word. Now, if you're not willing to confess the word, guess what you're not in agreement with? The word. Because confessing it out of your mouth is part of the package. Didn't you just read that? It has to be where? In your mouth and your heart. So you just can't have a silent prayer. It's got to come out of your mouth. Something, the word of faith has to come out of your mouth. Why? To release it into the atmosphere. Only your mouth can prepare the word of faith into the atmosphere and make the difference. So confessing is confirming what has already been provided. Okay, let's see if I can make it any more simply. God has already provided all that we will ever need in life. My responsibility, your responsibility, is to bring it into your personal space. How do I bring it? I put the word in my heart and I say it out of my mouth. That brings the word alive in my environment. You get it? See how simple the word make that? So my confession is my agreeing with the truth. And one of the truths that I confess every single day is Psalms 103 verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. See, I'm going to start out praising him first. You never go to God with your agenda without giving him praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities. You need to go there knowing, confessing all your iniquities. I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. You can't be both. You're either a Christian or you're a sinner. Which one are you? Now, you can say, I used to be a sinner, but you can't say I'm a sinner saved by grace. That violates the law of faith. You can't be both. You can't be a confessing sinner and saved by grace. Do you see what I'm saying? If I'm saying I'm a sinner, I'm confessing that I'm a sinner. Now, which one are you? A sinner or a saint. You choose. Your confession is going to tell somebody who you are. He says, who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases. So all of that's already been taken care of. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. So why would I go and change that and say something contrary to what he's already done? He provided this for me. He provided for me to look young all my life. You don't have to look old because you're getting old. You don't have to look your age. My mama was 95 when she left here, and she did not look 95. And it's not hereditary. It's what you say out your mouth. Who has already redeemed my life from destruction. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destructions. So why would I keep confessing doom and gloom? Because I don't understand the word. Because I don't know. But your confessing is where. Come on, stand to your feet.